This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Lindsay Gensel. We are here at Mall of America. As you've heard, it's our ninth annual Let's Kick Hunger Day Radiothon. The radio station's a part of it. Taste of the NFL. And once again, proud sponsors include Land O'Lakes, General Mills, and Compeer Financial. This is a great day for this radio station, Adam and Lindsay, because we can take whatever voice WCCO Radio provides. And obviously the signal and the history of this station is significant. And raise light on an issue that it affects a stunning amount of people in our area, our country, and the globe, Adam. To think the number of people who don't know at some point that they're food uncertain, that they don't know where breakfast is coming, where they don't know how they're going to feed their family. That is a sad situation. We are never going to be a perfect society. We all know that. We're not going to get to a point where we don't have challenges. But this is one thing that you can tangibly say significant progress has been made. And so much of that is by the phenomenal people with Second Harvest Heartland and how they can do this. We know people can be very loyal to our show, to the radio station. We're going to give you a great chance early, because here is the number to call, and you're going to get sick of me saying it, just like you probably were tired of Dave saying it, and Heinze and later Paul and Jordana, and during the show with Adam and Lindsay. We're going to say it off. To make a donation, 952-886-4376. Yes, that is Hero. And to start it off, we have a 4-to-1 match for the entire hour from all of our top sponsors. So, Adam, we say this a lot when we start. We know the noon hour, there's a little more flexibility for people to listen. If it turns out you're just a normal individual who wants to contribute and be a hunger hero, and it's $10 a month, and that's $120 for the year, that's 4-to-1, right? All of a sudden, that is $480. But we've had people step up before and give $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. I don't know if that individual's out there. We will take a dollar. We'll take $5. But if in your financial wherewithal, you can write a significant check, which helps people eat, just the most simple requirement to help the quality of life, please call us. And as Adam jumps in, 952-886-4376.
Yeah, well, we always talk about this during the lunch hour, too. Like, maybe you brought your lunch to work today, and maybe you usually eat out, or if you do eat out, think about what you spend on your lunch. Say, you know what, I brought my lunch today. I usually spend $8, $10, maybe $15 on lunch. Take that money, donate it to Second Harvest Heartland, and if you do it this hour, that $15, you times it by four. If I was good at math, I could tell you what that is. I think it's $60.
I think it's $60. Yeah. I think that multiple college.
I was testing myself.
Yeah. And you passed. What do you want to say, Lindsay?
I just agree with Adam. I think when we look at sometimes how frivolous we can be with our money, and a lot of the times that comes down to eating out. I know for me, when I head to the Skyways, which can be delightful.
Yep.
And you throw down $10, $15, $20 on a meal, and you think about what that could do for someone today who's food insecure. And I think the part that I have the hardest time wrapping my head around, and I guess my heart around, is the children that are involved in this situation. There's a commercial airing right now where a little boy is looking through the cabinets and the fridge, and he's trying to find something to eat after school. And you think about those children who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And unfortunately, you know, you said it, we'll never be perfect as a society. But a lot of the times those children are hiding that because there is a stigma that comes with not having food.
Yes.
And not being able to have your lunch. And to know that what we're doing today can help in those situations is just, it makes being here completely worth it.
There will be no match on this station today that will top this one. A 4-1 match for the entire hour from our three major sponsors. Now, again, regular number to call, 952-886-4376. Out of the area, 1-877-886-4376. But listen, we have a lot of people, Adam, who listen to us online.
Mm-hmm.
So let's mention that. The number two, harvest.org/kickhunger. I'll give that again because people are very kind during the day and listen online. We get those emails and that feedback a lot. It's the number two, harvest.org/kickhunger. A lot of times when you listen to an event like this, you're going to say, okay, I'm a CCO listener. I'll get it at 2 or I'll get it at 4. We're not going to have a better opportunity to raise significant money than we do right now with this 4-1 match. Please chime in, 952-886-4376. Back to headquarters. Here is Laura Oakes with a news update. You're going to hear music in a matter of moments, which reminds you we have a match taking place, and it's from Land O'Lakes, General Mills, Compeer Financial, all the top sponsors of the 9th annual Lex Kick Hunger Radio-a-thon. This event has already raised over $1.7 million. Adam, we can talk about it a lot, but we rely on companies like Land O'Lakes, General Mills, and Compeer Financial, and most importantly, our listeners who are phenomenal. Let's just mention this because you're going to walk over and talk to TV in just moments. If you become a hunger hero, and that is $120, a lot of people just want to make the one-time payment. Others want to just do $10 each month. Whatever you want to do, we'll work with you. Anybody who becomes a hunger hero during our show will be entered in a drawing to win a luxury suite at a Twins game. This includes 16 game tickets for a Twins game at lovely Target Field. That is a nice giveaway as an enticement to call in.
Yeah, I have not been lucky enough to grace the suites with my presence, but I understand they're very nice.
Oh, I have. They're nice. They're very nice.
Well, la-dee-da.
Lindsay and are there often. I mean, seriously, I just said with Lisa. I mean,
Bleacher Creatures and Section
320. Maybe we'll do this if they would like us to come.
I'm willing.
We're in.
Yeah. I could be available.
You know, but that's up to them. I mean, they might say, "Listen, we want to do it."
Yeah.
We'd like to bring Paul and Jordana instead.
Exactly. Or they might say, you know, we'd like Adam and Lindsay to show that other guy doesn't.
You can stay home.
Yeah, you could pick one of us. You can pick all three of us.
Well, let's break it down, though, what $10 a month looks like.
Yes.
$10 a month is giving up that cup of coffee for 3 days. I mean, you think about it. You go to your favorite coffee spot, and you're paying $2, $3 sometimes. That's three cups of coffee
yeah.
a month.
Right.
It's just when you break it down into the smaller numbers, one, I think it's easier for people to handle, especially
sure.
people live paycheck to paycheck. That
yep.
is not a surprise in today's society. But when you can take a look at how you can make a huge difference, every dollar is three meals that we can give away to people in the community who need it.
I think we need to emphasize that point because you raised a lot of good ones.
That's
the brilliance of Second Harvest Heartland. It's one thing for the kindness and the generosity of people who are listening right now, who have helped out before, who are helping out most importantly today, or maybe even this hour when it's a 4-1 match. But because Second Harvest Heartland knows how to take such a small amount of money and turn it into so many meals. Again, $1, three meals.
It's crazy.
You have a great heart. I know that. You could not donate $1 and turning to three
no.
meals, even with your food cooking ability, your cat
coupon
loving,
clipping.
You know, I mean, you can't do that. They can. They know how to do it. And I just can't emphasize this enough. We're on another 2 hours and 40 minutes. Paul and Jordana are on for three more hours. But right now, there is a 4-1 match. throughout the rest of the day or before this, there will not be a match any higher than this. Now, Hunger Hero is $10 a month, $120. That gets you eligible to potentially win that luxury suite. If you only can do $5, thank you so much. Let's be honest. To some of the Bernsey term we like to use, the big knockers, some of the big knockers out there who are doing well financially, okay, we have, whether it's because of us, the station, Commons in the Break, we have some of those folks listening right now. If you have the wherewithal and you know, because there's just so much decency in the world, you know at some point you are going to offer up a significant contribution. What can be more significant when all this money is staying local and you are helping so many individuals, including the stat that you alluded to before? 1 in 6 kids are in this position of hunger insecurity. If you're at that financial position, write a check for $1,000. Write a check for $2,000. But if you're in a different spot and you can do $5, you can do $10, you can do $100, we will not turn anything down.
And looking at it this way, I remember we were here last year. We had a $2,500 donation during the 4-to-1 match.
Right.
That is $10,000.
I doubted New Prague High School until right there.
Yeah, in honor of the 2004 graduating class. No, yes. But in all honesty,
that makes me feel old.
When we think about what it's like for a child in school who is hungry, and here's the thing, I think we are making leaps and bounds as a society in recognizing how healthy eating benefits so many different parts of our lives.
Yes.
You look at health concerns, you look at how our brains function, how we get through the day. I know for me personally, if I don't eat before I leave the house, I turn into a hangry individual. Now imagine.
We're not happy about that.
No. But imagine if I didn't have that next meal set up, or
right?
I didn't know where it was coming from. I'm blessed that I can feed myself, that I can feed my family. But there are people through no fault of their own who have found themselves in a situation where they don't know where their next meal is coming from. And for the children of that, I mean, I have friends who are teachers who have to keep snacks in their drawers.
For kids.
Because there are kids who come to school who are not being neglected. They're not being given a meal. There is no food for them to have. And that is where we are failing as a society.
Let's do this. We're going to pause right here. I'm going to implore you to call. We're not going to be the show to browbeat or to be jumping and yelling and shouting. I'm just going to say we have a number of people right now who are here who want to take your phone calls. And we go through waves and the phone calls are really lighting up. We could use some calls right now because of this 4-to-1 match, because it stands out so much. And here's another stat from Second Harvest Heartland that maybe this will get to you. 63%, right, over 6 and 10, of the clients who benefit from Second Harvest Heartland have to choose between paying for housing or food. We're talking about people who don't know about their lodging or where the next meal is coming from. I hope you're not in that position, but the stunning thing is so many of us think we'll never be in that spot, and it happens. And we've had those stories over and over again. So please take the time. Give us a call right now, 952-886-4376. Let's make those phones ring. Let's help out so many people. I appreciate any consideration. Please call right now. Our plea, last segment, and Adam batting those baby blues on TV.
Yeah. I had a frog in my throat the whole time.
Really?
Yes. I hate it. Never happens. It happened now.
Did you need Sean Payton to act like you're Devontae Freeman and give you the choke sign? I mean, you know?
I'm disappointed in my own
well,
TV.
Lindsay and I are used to that every day, so I mean, this is nothing new.
Disappointed in your performance?
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that's no. 4-to-1 match. Think about that.
Let's do some math.
Yeah, let's do some math. Adam did the 15-to-60. Lindsay did it. I guess it's time for me to go.
$28.
$28. That is
56.
$112. and $12.
I like that. I like that people in the audience are nodding, exactly. Like encouragement. Yeah. Yes, you're doing it right. Yes.
Or if you're Donald Trump, that's actually $74 because we like to lower things. A 4-to-1 match for Let's Kick Hunger. Let's just back up a little bit of what Second Harvest Heartland does. Second Harvest, they provide this hunger relief network working with 1,000 partnering food shelves, food pantries, and other meal programs. They create new partnerships with schools, hospitals, clinics. So what stands out, you chime in first, Lindsay, is how pervasive this problem is, and then how Second Harvest has found a way to affect it in so many ways. Because a lot of people think, okay, I just go to one place, I get food. Well, that's great, okay, if you've got your one place. But that is a drop in the bucket of how you can help so many ways. And that's what Second Harvest does. And when you have three great sponsors like Compere Financial, General Mills, Land O'Lakes, and they say in the 12 o'clock hour, when we're capturing quite a few people are driving around and offering a 4-to-1 match, this really is an impactful opportunity for you. The phones have been really ringing quite a bit the last 5-6 minutes.
Everybody's on the phone right now.
Fantastic.
I love that.
Please.
Keep calling, though.
You get a busy signal, call in. You want to challenge us in some way, we're willing to do that. But please give us a call, 952-886-437. And before Lindsay chimes in, remember, anybody becomes at minimum a hunger hero during our show is eligible for a luxury suite at a Twins game. 16 tickets. It's not just you and, you know, your friend are going. 16 tickets. Nice suite. And the option of any of the three of us coming. Or none of the
three.
Or
none of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, which might be the better option.
Here's a great idea. You do an office pool. You've got 16 people in
yeah.
the office. You each throw in $10 a month, $120 a year. That's being matched 4-to-1 right now. So you're getting 16 people in your office.
Okay, do
that's
some math
16
there off
opportunities.
The top of your head.
I have no idea. 120 times 4 is 480 times 16 would be, man.
It's a
lot.
Lot
of money.
It's feeding a lot of people.
A lot of money.
Yes, exactly.
And then you break it down even further. Every dollar is 3 meals.
Yes.
And, you know, you'd get the office pool together and maybe you go to your boss. Maybe the company matches it, too.
I love that.
It's a good idea.
It's a really good
but
idea.
But just think about, even if it's $480, you times that by three, how many meals? There is some. We all do different things in our lives where there is just, where you feel so good. This is one thing, if you take the time, you will feel great. So please help out. Let's hear
$17,680.
Very nice.
If I knew it. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, he was. We both know. We just wanted to, you know, test you. Let's listen to our friend Susie here. Jay Johnson used to donate to food shelves, but never thought, this is one of those stories, never thought he'd end up having to use one. Susie Jones has the story of how Second Harvest Heartland is helping Jay out.
Standing outside the front door of the Good Works food shelf in northeast Minneapolis, dozens of people wait to get in, many of whom young women with children. Jay Johnson is among them. The 68-year-old started going to the food shelf about 18 months ago after he was having a hard time making ends meet. He recalls the first time he reached out for help and how it felt.
Humbling.
He is on Social Security and pays $1,000 a month for rent, leaving him little to spend on food.
You're paying utilities. I don't have a car payment, but I have a vehicle, which is insurance and, you know, and some medical expenses that come out of that.
Jay worked at a medical device company for many years and then owned his own agency, traveling around the country. But everything changed when the recession hit. He is grateful to Second Harvest for being there to help.
One less thing to worry about.
He used to donate to food shelves and never thought he'd end up having to use one. He has this message to others who may find themselves in a similar position.
I guess I would say what people told me that in the beginning is that you've worked all your life, or if you've worked a portion of your life, you've paid into certain things. You deserve to have some of this come back to you, be paid back to you.
He says he tries to stay positive even when unexpected medical issues end up setting him back even further.
We all need a little help sometimes. You learn over time, like you learn a lot of things, you get over that pridefulness.
He says the Good Works Food Shelf offers good food and friendly volunteers.
It's one of the better ones. It's well organized.
Good food, too, I know.
Oh, yes. And everything's always up to as far as freshness and that type of thing. So
Produce.
And depending on where you go, some protein, some meat items.
All that food helping him to have a better life. Susie Jones, WCCO.
Yeah, that's one of those stories that we talk about in the abstract, but when you actually hear how it does happen, it backs up our words. And Susie did a great job telling that story. We'll have more of these vignettes all day. In fact, next hour, we're going to hear from our friend Laura Oakes. Laura, in fact, is back in the newsroom right now. So let's pause. Jason DeRussia and a very good guest will join us the next half hour, reminding you, a 4-1 match this entire hour, Land O'Lakes, General Mills, and Compeer Financial. Back in moments. We got a 4-1 match going on this entire hour. It's our ninth annual Let's Kick Hunger. This is brought to you by, the whole broadcast is brought to you by Land O'Lakes, General Mills, and Compeer Financial. But this match, which is a stunning amount, is available until we get to one. Remember, anybody becomes a hunger hero. That's $10 a month, $120 total. If you do it during our show, you automatically enter to win a luxury suite at a Twins game this year, which includes 16 game tickets. It's a Wednesday. That means Jason is with us. Jason DeRussia, this is a show where we needle each other often, but I mean this sincerely. Jason DeRussia is involved with as many charitable events as anybody I know in this town. He just was kind enough to tweet out that he's coming on our show. He also is very involved in food, knowing the power of Second Harvest Heartland, dealing with this on the news side for Channel 4 with Minnesota Monthly. Jason, thanks for helping out as always. When you think about and you've covered these stories and you hear about the number of people who are food insecure, what strikes you most?
Well, it's heartbreaking that in this day and age where we have such an excess of food, and you hear all the time about how much food we throw away, right? That
yes.
We would have people in our community, and it's not always who you would think it would be, but people who are having to make tough decisions. That's been the biggest eye-opener for me. It's hard to get out of that mid-1980s mindset that hunger is means starvation. What hunger really means in this community is a family at the last week of the month, while they're waiting for their next paycheck, having to make a decision as to whether or not they should fill a medical prescription for their kids or buy a healthy meal. And that, to me, is what's heartbreaking. And that's, you think of right now, this hour, where people can quadruple their donation.
Yeah. You make two great points. Let me just start with the first one you made. People don't do this intentionally. But those who fortunately aren't in the position right now, if you get groceries, it happens to all of us at times. You know, it's old or you don't use it or it just didn't work. Jason, there's so many of these folks who are in this position that we're talking about today, including 1 in 6 kids in our state, who are uncertain. They would desperately love to be in the position. And it doesn't mean those folks who end up not using their food are cruel or callous.
No.
It's just,
and it's
we
not
as
that,
a society can be better in that way.
That's right. And it's not necessarily that one can go to the other, you know what I mean? I think the city of Minneapolis had some report that came out this week looking at the waste stream, what's in the garbage. And something like 20% was food.
It was.
But it's not like, you know, Mary, who lives in the Camden neighborhood, can take her leftover lettuce and get that to a family that needs it, you know. So it's not a simple thing. It, to me, that's what's exciting about Second Harvest, that they use such this a very entrepreneurial approach to trying to innovate, trying to come up with new solutions, new ways they could partner with, especially I find it very interesting how they're working in the fresh food area, the produce,
sure,
meats, the kind of food that, you know, when you think of a food shelf, you often think of just of the prepackaged food, and that stuff is so mm-hmm. important too, right? Because it's shelf stable, and you have great companies like Super Value and General Mills here in Target in the Twin Cities that can donate some of that, you know, food near the end of its store shelf life. But Second Harvest is doing really cool stuff with farmers and with the fresh produce area, trying to get that that food to people all over the network, not just here in the Twin Cities, but at food shelves all throughout Minnesota. It's pretty cool.
Well, and I think that's, you touched on it a little bit, is this idea that it's just here in the Twin Cities, and that's not the case, and we'll hear from that in the 2 o'clock hour when Kathy Mays, the executive director of Loaves and Fishes, joins us. There's a great partnership right now with Loaves and Fishes and the some of the vendors at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, where that ready-to-go food that isn't being used is being taken from the airport and is being distributed at not only places in the Twin Cities, but I think one of the locations she has is up in Aiken. And
cool.
So you think about...
Is that like airplane meals?
Well, no, but like the stuff when you'd walk in that they're, you know,
sure.
The sandwiches you
yep.
can buy, or the, mm-hmm. the little snack trays yeah. with the cheese and the almonds and the grapes. You think about, for a really long time, and I know, Jason, you're familiar with this, there were so many restrictions for restaurants about what could be donated. And I think we're finally turning the corner on realizing what we were wasting and what we'd be able to do with that food. And I think groups like Second Harvest Heartland and working with organizations like Loaves and Fishes, they literally go out in a trailer and distribute the food from the airport to people who need it instead of just throwing it away.
It's super exciting. I mean, and we have seen the data shows a little bit of improvement, actually, in the number of people who are food insecure.
Mm-hmm.
The latest report that came out just this year, I think we used to talk about 1 in 8, and now we're getting closer to 1 in 7. Or
yep.
I'm sorry,
huge thing.
The other way around, like we're seeing it go from like 1 in 7 to 1 in 8, which is really big. So there is progress being made. I think that it's important to hear that too when you're thinking about right now, as you're listening to radio and thinking about writing that check at $25 that we're going to turn into $100. Like knowing that, first of all, we're getting results. The community is doing it with donations. The corporate partners are doing it by lending their brain power and their distribution expertise. I mean, Second Harvest Heartland, like, I've toured their warehouse, and this is a first-class operation, just like you'd see like a Cub Foods warehouse. So they are being smart with your dollars, and they're getting results, and I think that is it's a super positive story. The need is still huge, but progress is being made, and you can't always say that when we're talking about fundraisers like this.
I got to jump in because we got another guest coming up. I genuinely appreciate all the help you give us. You raised some good points. Thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
My pleasure. Thank you, really, to every listener who's thinking about donating even $5. I know that money is tight, and it makes our community better, so I really appreciate everybody.
Very well stated. 4-1 match this entire hour. The times, the lines have been full and busy signals. Right now there's a bit of a lull. We're going to be on for 2 more hours. There's no doubt about it. We're not going to have a 4-1 match the entire way. Please take advantage right now and give us a call. Great story when we come back out to the mall in moments. All right, here we go again. Got a good story here with Sarah, who joined the Radiothon before. She is involved with produce distributions, the summer, and food shelves with this great Second Harvest Heartland as a client again. 4-1 match going on right now. Please take some time. Take 5 minutes. It'll take 5 minutes max. Call us, 952-886-HERO. Become a hunger hero, and you're eligible for a twin suite for 16. Sarah, tell us a little bit about your story and your tie here to this great cause.
Thank you very much. We feel very grateful to be able to talk about something that we can't always see in our friends and neighbors. And we wanted to share how the story of hunger has felt for us, especially because of our experience with Second Harvest Produce Distribution.
Yep.
So to not have access, especially as parents with kids, is really sad and lonely. And a lot of times when people try to access resources, they find that experience very sad. And we experienced, my son and I, at the produce distribution, such a joyful experience that, you know, brought tears to our eyes. We saw volunteers just with huge smiles enjoying each other. And enjoying the act of offering resources that are very limited in general food distribution, such as produce, citrus, strawberries, just those high ticket items that are so hard to get your hands on. And you could tell that they could see the effect that their giving of their time was having on the people getting help.
What was it like to go through that?
They made it so fun. It was, there's a little bit of games. We got little tokens. There was conversation at each stop. Each volunteer shared like a little bit of themselves and their joy and humor. And it was just like a bubbly fun line to go through. And each time we hit a new section of it, it was just like such a surprise that those items were there.
We were just talking about that because a lot of people have one idea what food is available, when really it's some of the most healthy, beneficial food that Second Harvest provides.
Absolutely. So the direct produce that we were given through their program directly from Second Harvest was huge. And then the idea that Second Harvest gives out to our greater like culture about those who have giving a portion of what they have to give, what they have left over, those things that, you know, maybe don't sit on the shelf very well, but if we all work together, we can get it to our neighbors and to our friends and to our kids, and communicate that it's out there. And it's
great.
Really awesome.
Great way to say it. Okay, we're just short here. What would you say to folks listening right now to get them to go pick up that phone or go online? Why should they do it?
Yeah, I know it's hard and it's scary to go without. Just know that you're not alone, and there's a friend out there who you could encourage with your bravery. And if you have a little extra money to give, please do, because it will bring a lot of joy and comfort. And you won't even know the ripples that you'll provide of just happiness to other people. But I think you'll feel it.
Thank you so much. Great story. She shared before, she shares again. Thank you so much. 952-886-4376. We got a couple last minutes for this 4-1 match. Don't wait. Do it right now during the break. All right, we are back here, and this is the completion of our first hour. Dave Lee was fabulous. So was Heinze. Paul and Jordana are coming up next, but we have our total. So, Hammer, go ahead. Hit the music. We are now at $160,630.
That's a good jump.
That is a very good jump. That is a
kind
lot
of like your
of
jump up onto the table that one time. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. Uncalled for.
Oh, that was
for.
A jab at me. I didn't even.
Yeah, uncalled for when Lindsay hurt herself. We're raising money and awareness.
How about this? Next
and the
hour,
cheap shots.
Next hour, if we hit $40,000, I will do a box jump in the Mall of America.
No, we'll go lower. Lower than that to do a box jump.
$500.
The point is, thank you so much for helping out. Stay with us here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.